So Jesus describes the kingdom of God as seed scattered and grows without us even knowing about it, or like a small mustard seed that has a potential of becoming the largest of plants. And I think this makes sense in pretty much all aspects of life, beginning with us. I mean, are you born like this? No, I mean, we were babies. And even before we were babies, we were like, I don't know, like little tadpoles running around, right? So we started very small, and now we're big, right? And if it's done correctly, it can become something great. For example, golf. You know, I learned to play golf when I was 6. That was like my thing, my sport. And now I don't play. Rarely do I play, but when I do play, I have no problem because I had the fundamentals down. I had a bad shot. I know exactly what went wrong. I know how to fix it up. Swimming is another story because when I was little, they just threw me into the water. And I still had this little phobia with water kind of deal. But I'm getting over it. You know, I'm learning to swim, so I'm working on it. But why do so many people say the earlier you save for retirement, no, the better off you'll be, right? It's simple mathematics. It's compound interest. The earlier you save, the more time it has for the money to grow, and the better off you'll be. That's if you plant the seeds correctly. If you plant the seeds in the wrong way, like if you start developing bad habits early, if you start drinking, smoking, doing drugs early, that'll have a compound interest on your in your health. And it's not good for you in the long run. It's the same thing in education. You know, a retired teacher told me, you know, Steve, let me give you some advice. I said, okay. Steve, teaching is not about teaching. I said, then what is it about? Because that's what the name is, teacher, right? I said, no, teaching is not about teaching the subject. It's about planting the seeds to motivate and to inspire the students to learn about the subject themselves. And I think, wow, that makes sense. Because I can, you know, beat the kid to death. And, okay, 1 + 1 is what? 2, 2, 2, 2. But if I can inspire the kid to really like math, then the kid's going to learn 2 + 2 by him or herself, no? And that's what I've been trying to do with the students. You know, rather than teaching about religion or Jesus, philosophy, memorize this, plant the seeds. Plant the right seeds. Provide opportunities of encounter for Jesus so they can get to know Jesus themselves and discover the Bible, open up the Bible themselves, be inspired to go to church themselves. If the right seeds are planted, it can become the largest of plants. If the wrong seeds are planted, it becomes deadly. And summertime. Now, before Mass, I was asking some of you, oh, summertime, what are you going to do in the summer? And what's most of the people's response? What are you doing during the summer? Vacation, relax, not much. And if you take, for example, a third grader, let's say last week they finished third grade, you know, you graduated third grade, so you're in summer vacation mode. Somebody asks you, okay, so hey, what grade are you in? What are you going to say? What are you going to say? Remember, you just finished third grade. So if I ask you, what grade are you in, what are you going to say? Oh, you're in fourth grade now? Even though you've never stepped foot in the fourth grade classroom? So what are you? You don't know. Well, technically, ideally, if fourth grade started Monday, that would be perfect. Because you just finished third grade and you're ready to go fourth grade. Problem is, we got something called summer. And it's called the summer slide. Not like Raging Waters or Great America or Hawaii slide, water slide. It's called a summer slide, summer slump, where we don't use this guy here for 3 months. So a third grader who graduates does nothing during the summer. So you come back to school in the fall. Are you really a third grader? You've regressed. You've slided down. to like 2.5. And for the first trimester, for the first semester, even the whole year, you're playing catch up to be competent up to a fourth grade level. That's called the summer slide, huh? And that's why before the end of the Mass, I'm going to talk about something. It's called Angels Reading Camp, ARC. Because I noticed that this is not Africa, folks. This is here, Campbell. Many of our students in our catechism classes, the lower graders, they don't know how to read. Campbell, okay? Not like Africa or, okay? Not Alabama, okay? No. Campbell. They don't know how to read, kids. And if they don't know how to read, how are they going to learn about Jesus? Planting the right seeds, planting the wrong seeds. Have you heard of something called the Matthew effect? Have you heard of this? Some of you are named Matthew. I'm not talking about you personally. But even atheists, they talk about this. This was in the cover of Time magazine a couple years ago. It's called the Matthew effect. When I say Matthew, does that ring a bell? Like the Gospel of Matthew, right? So in the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew 25, it talks about, "For to everyone who has, more shall be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who does not have, even what little he has will be taken away." Basically saying, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. And let me give you a stark, realistic example of what that looks like for our children in our community. So take, for example, that third grader. A third grader with a vocabulary capacity of 3,000 words. And when the right seeds are planted during the summer to take into account that summer slide, so the kid doesn't slide, the parents are like, tiger moms, you know, you better read and study. I'm going to take you to Kumon and tutoring and, you know, summer camp, space camp, horse riding camp, English camp, Spanish camp, you know, camp, right? And then that kid right there, when he or she becomes a ninth grader, excels up to ninth grade. Ninth grade has a vocabulary capacity of 30,000. You take another kid, scenario two, a kid, a third grader, limited to only 2,000 words, not 3,000, 2,000 vocabulary words, and that's about the norm for kids who just watch TV all day. Because a TV, I don't care how many hours you watch Discovery Channel, you're only limited to 2,000 words maximum. So a kid with vocabulary level of 2,000, summer, gets no help, no support from the parents, because they're working all day, and you just stuck at home in the apartment, and you do nothing. TV, iPad, video games, sleep. Cereal, and then sleep. That kid is going to grow up and have less and less desire to read, fall behind. By the time you get to high school, you have a capacity of only 10,000 words. You see, what started out as a 3,000, 2,000, 1,000 gap right there, now when they get to high school, it becomes enormous. 30,000 to 10,000. And that 10,000 vocabulary kid as a ninth grader will have no chance when he or she gets to, even if she gets a full ride to Berkeley, will have no chance of surviving. That's the reality of how the rich get richer, the poor get poorer, the smarter get smarter, the dumber get dumber. Right? And that's the reality that we're facing here. But the good news is, the beauty is that we can do something. You can reverse this effect by planting little seeds. Little seeds. You know, helping that third grader learn a little bit more, a couple hundred words more. Right? And I'll talk more about that at the end of Mass, of how we can participate in that. But I think it's the same thing in our faith, in our journey, in our relationship with Jesus Christ. The same thing. The kingdom of God is not a physical place. It's a condition. Our condition, our relationship with Jesus. And what kind of seeds are planted in our relationship with Jesus, right? The right kind of seeds or the wrong kind of seeds? Why is it that the churches tend to be empty or emptier during the summer. Why is that? Right? Vacation from school means vacation from work. Vacation from work also means vacation from the kingdom of God. Right? And that's why also in the announcements, I'm going to talk to you, the St. Lucie school kids know about this, but it's a program, a challenge for all of the families here. It's called a spiritually fit challenge. I want you to stay spiritually fit during the summer. It's a challenge that I'm going to talk to you about, the announcements, where I encourage all the families to basically come to church during the summer. And I'm constantly surprised, just constantly surprised of how so many Catholics who are baptized, First Communion, Confirmation, wedding, you know all your prayers, count your blessings, you know your prayers, Our Father, Hail Mary, angel prayer, act of contrition, you know everything, but you don't know Jesus. You have no relationship with Jesus Christ, right? And what I'm seeing is, just like we have that gap in education, you know, the smarter get smarter, the dumber get dumber. Just we have that gap, that economic gap, not only in the U.S., but all over the world, where in so many countries you see the rich getting richer and richer and the poor getting poorer and poorer. I see that same gap in our spiritual lives as well, where I see now more and more people who are like what I would call like hardcore Catholics, you know, like 10 commandments and homeschooling and you know, confession every day or mass every day, you know, like they become really hardcore Catholics, or they become really, really lapsed Catholic. Oh yeah, Jesus, this, yeah, good for you, good for me. That's great. That's whatever you like, man. Yeah. That disparity is getting greater and greater and greater, just like all the other disparities, right? But we gotta do something about that. We gotta do something about that. And it starts with us. And I would say, think of the summer, this summer, summer of 2015. How can I not slide? How can I not fall into the summer slide or to the summer slump, right? Not just intellectually or physically, but also spiritually. So ask yourself this week, as Jesus tells us, the smallest of seeds, that mustard seed, can become the largest of plants. I'm not asking you to do great things. Just what little thing, what small seeds need to be planted in me, in others, in my family, in my neighborhood? What small seeds need to be planted in order for me to avoid the summer slide, the summer slump, spiritual slump during this summer?